Welcome to the BMX News Announcers Tower podcast. I'm Mike Carruth. One of the effects of the COVID-19 shutdown has been the cancellation of the 2020 USA BMX Pro Series as we've known it. There were three races before the break, the Winter Nationals, the Gator Nationals, and the Lone Star Nationals in Houston, but those scores will not count toward a season-end title for the first time, I think, in BMX history, at least ABA and USA BMX. History. As we reported here last month, the series has been compressed into a grands-only winner-take-all affair when we all travel to Tulsa in November. With the cancellation of the Pro Series, Pro Open classes being run at each and every national have suddenly become the top class in BMX racing in the United States, at least for the moment. Today we're joined by two riders who have made the change worked for them in a big way. I'm pleased to welcome Carly Kane of DK Bikes and Jeremy Smith of Stay Strong. Thank you both for joining us.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, how's it going?
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. I'm glad you guys came on out. Jeremy, did I get that right with you, the Stay Strong part?
Yeah, Stay Strong, Course of Racewear.
Awesome. That's great. So I want to start with a question for both of you. Aside from your pro BMX career, do you have any other gig that pays the bills? And if so, what is it? Let's introduce that to our listeners. Carly, why don't you start and then Jeremy?
Okay, well, I am a sales rep for DK, aside from being a professional BMX racer for them. It's a lot of fun. The warehouse is like 45 minutes from my house, so I work 4 days a week. I go in, I sell bikes, I ride bikes at lunch in the warehouse, and I coach a little bit too, so yeah, it's pretty cool. It's fun. It's an awesome gig to have for sure.
And were you doing that before you joined the team, or did you join the team and then sort of that became an option or an opportunity for you?
Well, I started racing for DK in 2016, I believe, or 2017, and then my senior year of school last year, they wanted to hire my mom, actually, as a sales rep. And my mom was like, no, I don't want to, but you should talk to Carly. And so they did, and it ended up working out. I finished my senior year online, and I graduated early. And, so it was an opportunity that, came because I was riding for them.
Yeah, awesome. Jeremy, what about you? What's the gig like?
So for me, I wouldn't say YouTube pays the bills, but I do earn a little revenue from there. It's not very much. And besides that, I'm racing, which you obviously already know that. And then just some coaching. Like I said earlier, I just got home today from a summer camp. I did 2 days. My roommate, Will Grant, did the rest of the days. And yeah, so coaching and I guess a little small amount of money from YouTube. That's about it for me.
All right, well, cool. So BMX is literally your life then. You're all in on BMX.
Every day, eat, sleep, and breathe it, man.
That's great. Hey, what's Will up to? Shout out to him. I haven't seen him in a while. Is he still riding?
Yeah, he's still riding. He actually had a surgery. It's been a few months, and he's been riding this past month. He's just taking it nice and slow before he hops back on the gate and just making sure he's ready and feels comfortable.
Nice. Every time I look at my radar app, which is a lot, I think of Will Grant because he's sponsored by him. So that's awesome. Tell him we said hello.
I will. And yeah, that's a good app. I actually use it too.
It is. I mean, hey, for listeners out there, BMXers, you have to have, I think it's like, part of the union bylaws, you have to have at least 3 weather apps on your phone at all times because weather's such a huge thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, Jeremy, I want to come back to you for this next question. So, can you please explain to the listener what exactly Pro Open is and how it differs from the pro classes that we've seen, obviously elite men, elite women, A Pro, Vet Pro. And then, and this whole podcast, by the way, stems from a conversation I had with someone at the recent Stars and Stripes National. One guy said that it was not like pro racing, and then another guy, because I think he thought it was like a pro-am, and then another guy said, no, it is pro racing, and you know, I was there to sort of break the tie. But anyway, I'd like, you know, I think that people are sort of confused. This kind of came, I mean, Pro Open has been with us for a while now, but as far as being a spotlight core, class, I think that they could use a brief on how this all works. Can you tell them?
Yeah, I mean, Pro Open is a pro class. It says it right there in the title. But when we would go to a normal national before this whole COVID thing, the pro classes would be separated. So the 30 and over guys, they race the vet pro class. You have the elite pro class, which is the guys who are in the Olympics or they're trying to go to the Olympics. And then you have the A pro class, which is like a stepping stone into the elite pro class. I like to call it the rookie pro class, but you know, some people stay in A pro for a while because their BMX is not their full-time thing, but they're still good enough to compete at a pro level. And then you have the women pro as well. So now Pro Open is just pretty much everyone mixed together. They're not separating any of us. If I'm pretty sure if there's enough girls, they'll have their own class. But like Carly's been racing us at a lot of these races, and a few other girls have as well.
Right. And that was actually part of my next question. So good. You teed me up well for that one. And so like Carly, you know, this year, the pro women class, you know, obviously has been a thing for a long, long time, but the women's pro open is something that just started. And Jeremy had just kind of said that you were racing the men for a while. And so, you know, when they started these women's pro open classes, did you guys put the call out and said, you know, come on girls, let's do this. I mean, I think, is it three riders or five riders to make a class?
It's actually four, so they shrunk it down to four riders just so that it was easier to, you know, get four girls together. But, yeah, originally they were just going to do pro opens, and we kind of pushed for them to have a women's pro open in case we could get, you know, enough riders to want to race. It's been tough, but we had a class in Portage, so that was a lot of fun.
Sure, and was your first race pro open, you know, women's pro open race at the Stars and Stripes, or did you race one of the other ones that they had had?
That's the only one that we've had enough girls at, actually.
Okay.
And in Georgia we did.
Gotcha.
But yeah, other than that, it's been all guys.
All guys. And what's it like then racing the guys? I mean, are you, are you just like any other rider? They don't treat you with any kind of favor, I'm sure, right?
Oh, no, definitely not. I was able to pick out one guy in Rocket. I'm closer than I expected, I guess. You know, I'm not, like, left in the dust until, like, the second corner. And then they pull me. But, it's just like any other person in the gate with them. So it's really fun. I love chasing them.
That's cool. So I'm seeing the two of you on the Moto Sheets on social media and on the live webcast quite a bit during, you know, this Pro Open era. But I'm not seeing a lot of the other names that we're used to seeing out at the races. And I know you can't speak for any of them, anybody else, but yourself. So tell us, if you would, like, why are you, you know, out there? You know, why are you still, a lot of pros are making the decision not to go to the races at all. And here you guys are going to the races and others as well. But I'd like to, you know, hear your, you know, kind of what makes you tick as far as that's concerned, even without a traditional, you know, elite women or elite men's class. Carly, why don't you go into that, and then Jeremy?
I love riding my bike. I love the atmosphere. I like going to races. I like traveling. I don't know. I mean, like, when there was no races at all, it was just, it was terrible, you know, because, like, I can ride, but I just love racing. I love getting in the gate. I love the adrenaline. It's the best feeling ever, you know? So that's what I crave.
Yeah, right on. And Jeremy, what about you?
Yeah, pretty much some of the exact things Carly said I agree with. It's fun to go to the races, and for me, I think no matter if I'm lining up behind the Pro Open gate where there's not as much competition, or if I'm lining up behind the gate and it's a World Cup, I'm going to get a little nervous either way. And it's hard to reproduce those nerves when you're just going to the track and you're at your local track that you've ridden so many times. So for me, it's just more practice. So hopefully when things do go back to normal and we do go to Grands, I have an advantage. And plus, yeah, racing, you're doing full laps. You got competition, you got the adrenaline. So I think for me, it's just trying to stay in race shape physically and mentally as well. And also, it's good to get out there and promote myself and my sponsors and all that.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So is there a difference in the training between when it's pro series racing, like, you know, I don't even know what you call it, but let's call it pro series racing, the way that we've had it up until now, and when it's pro open only? Jeremy, have you changed, you know, like throttled back or changed your training regimen at all?
When there was no races at all, my training did change a lot, but now that I'm back racing, it's pretty much the same as it would be as if I was getting ready to go to a World Cup as I am a pro open race. So not much has changed. It did when everything kind of went on lockdown, but yeah, since I'm back racing, it's the same for me.
Right on. And Carly, what about you? I mean, you're a girl with a full-time job, woman with a full-time job, and so you've got, you know, life demands on you. Are you changing the training up at all?
Honestly, I've just been riding as much as possible and just having fun with it because, like I said, you know, I'm getting my butt whooped by guys, so it's, like, really pushing me at races. And it's a lot different. And, you know, Jeremy was saying, like, he gets nerves behind the gate and stuff. Like, I've noticed I really don't. So it's really weird. It's a totally different, I don't know how to explain it. Like, a totally different feeling behind the gate. So,
yeah.
No, I've just been having fun with it, you know, because, like, it sounds bad, but, like, the pro opens don't really matter, you know. They don't matter a whole lot. So, yeah, I've just been enjoying the time off, actually.
Yeah, yeah. So what's the money like? You know, like, you know, Carly, have you won some pro opens in your time here?
No, I got third in Portage all 3 days, and I got second in Georgia all 3 days.
Okay. And so what's the money like for that? Is it like just like the extra guac at Chipotle, or is it you get a little bit more out of it?
I mean, it depends on how many times you're going to Chipotle. I go like 5 times a week, so. No, I mean, it's decent, especially for, you know, for the girls when we only have 4 riders. You know, I feel like we're getting decent payout for not having a high rider count. You know what I mean? And for the guys, it's a little bit different. But, yeah, no, I think it's totally fine, and I'm not in it for the money. I just want to race.
Yeah, sure. Jeremy, what about you? You've won a few of these, more than a few, right?
Yeah.
And so what's the win like?
It's the same as what it was kind of when I was racing the A-Pro class. One weird thing they kind of did in Portage was on Sunday we only had 8 guys, and they only paid out top 3, which – normally, if it's an A-Pro race or any pro race and there's 8 guys, they pay the whole field. And even there's been times when there's less than 8 guys and then they actually – the payout's more because we're missing a rider or two. So their money that they would get paid goes up to the guys at the top or spread throughout the field. So, yeah, that was pretty interesting that they kind of – I guess they sent an email. I'm not too sure about that. But, yeah, in Portage, they only paid first, second, and third.
Gotcha. So do you find that the vibe at the races is different among the fans? You know, I should say, is it the same or different between the current pro open races and then the traditional pro series races that you've raced? So let's follow up with that with Jeremy, and then Carly, I'm going to ask you to answer the same.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think it's different for sure when it's a pro series race, and usually we're on an 8-meter supercross hill, and they do a little bit more of kind of hyping up the pros a little bit, like not too much. I mean, I think they could always do more with that, kind of make it more of a show. But with the pro open races, they kind of, I mean, they announce us, the pros, but they throw us on the gate and they run it. That's pretty much it. So I think at the bigger pro races, I think it's a lot better and the vibe's better as well.
Right on. Parley, one of the things that I was excited to have you come on the show to talk about was that I see your, you know, Facebook stories and your social media and stuff. And one of the things that impressed me greatly was that, you know, I'm seeing you with, you know, your fans, with girls and with boys alike, and, you know, just, you know, getting the pictures together with, you know, from the parents and stuff. And so from a fan perspective, it doesn't seem like that, you know, this change has affected you really, and maybe it has affected you in a positive way, just because you get a little bit more time to be out there. And I don't want to lead the witness here, but go ahead if you would and just and comment on that.
Yeah, it's awesome. I think like with the Pro Open format, it's almost like it's easier to approach the pros. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like people think I'm more approachable now that I'm just racing Pro Open, and I love it. I absolutely love talking to people. I love meeting kids. It's awesome. So, yeah, I think me racing Pro Open has actually gotten, like, a little bit of hype, which, again, like, I really like it, even though I'm getting my butt whooped. Like, it's a ton of fun, and people love it, and, you know, like I said, I love it.
Yeah.
So, it's
sure,
great.
Sure.
Yeah,
that's cool. Obviously, Jeremy, how long have you been racing pro? It's been a while, right?
Yeah, I did 2 years in A Pro, and then this is I'm going on my fourth year in Elite, I believe.
Yeah. Are you going to continue for, you know, a while? I mean, do you have a mark on the calendar, like some do, to say, you know, hey, I'm going to hang it up after this, or at least throttle back, you know, or are you going to continue for the foreseeable future?
I don't have any dates where I plan on stopping, so I see myself racing for a long, long time.
So with, obviously, the Olympics got pushed, it's going to be, you know, about a year from now, almost to the day, and then, you know, our Olympians that are the current crop are going to do their thing, and it's going to be amazing. And then, you know, a lot of them have said, at least, that will be their opportunity to, you know, just end the career on a high note and take a bow and move off the stage, you know, and then, you know, then people like yourself, you know, and Carly both are going to be the new, you know, the new crop of leaders of the class. And you're going to have to sort of take the reins of managing this. Like Carly said, that, you know, that her and her women's class mates, for lack of a better word, you know, sort of pushed a little bit to get a women's pro open class. What do you think that the relationship is going to be between the riders and USA BMX going forward? I mean, is that something that you guys, you know, are talking about amongst yourselves? I mean, is there a plan for what you all want out of this?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I hate to put you on the spot, but we're going to do a few more of these kinds of podcasts with riders, industry, and hopefully USA BMX alike, because I'd really like to get a, you know, a kind of a fill in of the broad strokes of what pro racing is going to look like after all this.
I mean, hopefully it keeps progressing, and all the ABA staff members, ABA USA BMX staff members, they're all super nice and respectful to us pros, and I'm not sure if Connor and the top guys have, like, if they talk to the USA BMX members and give them ideas or inputs on what they should do. I'm not sure if that goes on, but yeah, I think there's a lot of pros that do have good ideas to help progress BMX as a sport, and especially the pro class, but hopefully we can get back to these races and BMX stays alive as long as it can.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, and that's kind of, there's a couple questions that deal with these very topics. So that was a good, you know, like kind of a good appetizer for that. But Carly, do you keep tabs on what's happening at the grassroots level on up? I mean, Jeremy just said he was teaching a summer camp. So obviously that's a good solid grassroots approach. So what is your, you know, what's your opinion on that? And you, as someone who's selling inside for DK, you know, you're hearing from shop owners and track operators and stuff all day long. And so what's your opinion on the general direction of BMX racing as a sport?
Well, I know that we have been extremely busy selling everything, freestyle race, which is great, I think. I sell bikes to tracks, too, and I've had a lot of tracks ordering bikes and saying, you know, they have a lot of new riders. And honestly, I think, you know, kind of this whole year, even though it doesn't seem like it, could almost be good for the sport because, you know, other sports aren't happening either. So it gives kids kind of, you know, a chance to try something new. And, yeah, I mean, I don't think the whole COVID thing will hurt BMX, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
we have league riders, you know, beginner league riders. We have 45 in Indiana, 45 in East Moline, Illinois, which we just started yesterday, 100 riders on the open house list for Rockford this weekend. So, I mean, if there's a lot of interest at that bottom, you know, that top of the funnel, bottom of the pyramid, whichever you want to use, definitely a lot of good stuff happening, right?
Absolutely.
What's your thought, Jeremy? Like when you teach the summer camp, like what do you see from the riders? Do you see this? I mean, at that level, do you see the stoke level still pretty high?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think at the grassroots level, the sport is doing pretty good. I don't want to say it's doing better than it ever has because I have no idea on the numbers, but when I'm home, I usually do weekly coaching before the open practice, and we're getting new kids, not every single time, but Tampa's doing a good job of bringing in new riders, and even when I do some clinics at a different track that are a bit farther away, they seem to be bringing in new riders as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's great to hear, you know, and the track that you were doing the camp at, was it Tampa BMX, did you say?
Yeah, Tampa BMX.
Right. And so Oldsmar, we kind of caught a story last week that they're, you know, kind of they're still shut down, but they're kind of thinking about, you know, what the cost and the what's going to happen to, you know, open that place back up again. I mean, what's the talk down there? Has there been any, you know, any encouraging or discouraging news?
It's all going through the city. All the decisions are being made by the city and it's all in their hands. So it's just taking a really long time. I guess they have to tear down the whole 8-meter starting hill and build a new one. So,
yeah,
I'm not.
I think both hills. Maybe.
I've been hearing 2021 for hopefully we'll be back out there riding.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's crazy. $600,000, I think, to rebuild it, you know, and maybe more. I mean, because there's all kinds of stuff. Anyway, no need to talk more about that. It's, you know, coming soon news, hopefully. But I want to move on to just talking about the future a little bit more, as we alluded to a few minutes ago. And so now that the Pro Series racing has been canceled for 2020, do you see it coming back in its previous form in 2021 and beyond? Or do you think they just might drop the word open from the name and make it just pro men and pro women and that's it? Carly, let's go to you first, and then we'll hear from Jeremy.
I mean, honestly, I'm not really sure. Like, this is my first year in pro, so I don't really know. You know, I know about the pro classes, but not super well. So I don't know what they're going to do. I haven't heard much. I don't think anybody really knows what they're going to do. So it's really up in the air right now.
Yes, it is. Jeremy, what are your thoughts?
I think it could go either way. I could definitely see in the pro classes being even bigger than what they were last year, just because technically next year will be the Olympic year. So I feel like a lot of the other people that are live in Europe and the different countries will hopefully be coming over here to just do more races and get more time in the race zone, or they're going to stay and keep training. So it could go either way, in my opinion. I think we'll still have the elite men class and then the A pro and the vet pro for sure, because I know the vet pro guys, there's some older dudes in that class that have been racing for a long time, and then you have the guys in A pro that some of them are looking to move into the elite class, and then the other are just doing that as a hobby. They work full time, and on the weekends they're still good enough to compete with the pro guys that are looking to move into the elite class. So I think we'll still have the divisions in the pro class when things
right
go
on.
Back to
good.
Normal.
Oh, that's good to hear. Definitely. If it were to happen, like where they just, you know, they just made it pro men, pro women, and that's it. What do you think the impact would be on the sport as a whole? And so Carly, let's go to you and then, and Jeremy as well.
Well, you know, right now, the women's class isn't split. Like, they don't have a vet pro women's class or an A pro women's class. Like, it is just elite women. So I don't think it would affect us much. I think, you know, if they did all of the men in one class, it would just be unreal. Like, it would be an insane amount of riders. Like, I think they need the divisions. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a very good outlook. It is. And I thought it was interesting just the fact that, you know, the first couple races of the year, Jeremy, did you go to the first three, like that were the actual Pro Series races?
Yeah, I didn't do Phoenix, but I was in Sarasota and Houston as well.
Right on. And so before I go into that, I wanted to hear your response on that, you know, the impact. Like if they were just to make it one class, like, you know, what do you think the impact would be on the sport as a whole, if at all? I mean, it may just, I'm not saying that it's going to be the greatest thing. And Carly made a great point there about just the sheer number of riders. But we didn't see a lot of riders was kind of my point at those first three races. So what are your thoughts on that as far as the impact?
I don't think it would change too much. Just how the UCI rules are, you do the 2 years of junior men at when you're, I think, 17 and 18. And then after that, you're faced with the decision, do you want to go elite pro or do you want to race amateur again? So I think it would make BMX a little more like it is in Europe. And the races we had at the beginning of the year, the guys that showed up were pretty much the American elite class. We had a few foreigners in there, but not a whole lot. And so I think if they just made one pro class, it would be kind of how it was at the beginning of this year.
So listen, we're coming down to the kind of the end of the segment, you know, right up on 30 minutes thereabouts. And gosh, I mean, I could definitely go on talking to you guys for a while, 'cause you've got such, you know, fresh insight, you know, but, you know, Jeremy, you've had some experience in the class, but you're still, you know, how old are you now? Like mid-20s or something, right?
Yeah, I just had a birthday Tuesday. I turned 26.
All right, happy birthday over the quarter century hump there. And Carly, yep. How old are you?
I'm 18.
Okay, so you're just coming into it. You said your first year of pro, and so many more to come, we're sure. So, but anyway, like I said, I could go on talking to you guys for a long time, but, you know, we want to keep these listeners with us and not dropping off. So we're going to close it out. But before we do that, I'd love to hear from both of you. Final words time. Is there anything you'd like to say to the Announcers Tower listeners, the BMX public in general? So Carly, why don't we start with you and we'll go to Jeremy.
Thank listeners for the support. Thank everybody at races who, you know, comes up and says, hi, I love it. I love you all. Thanks, BK, you know, all of my sponsors, Flybox, E6, JW, Lake, Hot Shop, Duo, Wise, Gate 9. I think that's everybody. but I really appreciate the support. It's awesome. And, yeah, I look forward to more races.
So, Jeremy, what about you? Final words?
Yeah, first of all, just thanks for having me on this and getting me to talk on the phone and get my name out there some more. And I would like to thank my sponsors who helped me get to the races. That's Stay Strong, Corsa Racewear, Hemp Fusion, Fox Components and Tioga. And then my last words are, if you're listening to this, go to the track, go ride, go have some fun, get a friend into it, and just keep on riding.
That's great. Excellent. Well, there's no doubt that 2020 will go down as a year where the world changed. I mean, we're gonna see that for years. Whether Pro BMX will have changed forever is something that we will, have to wait and see. It's going to show itself as 2021 starts to come into view, the 2021 schedule, and the events of 2021 start to show themselves. But it's clear that we're going to be seeing Carly and Jeremy at the races for a long time to come, and that's a very good thing. It's, been a privilege to be able to introduce a lot of the audience to these two fine riders. And definitely next time you see them on the moto sheets at the races, go and say hello. I can tell you true that both of these riders would be happy to talk to you and get a shot with your young rider and be that example that so many of our awesome BMX pro riders are and have been over the decades. So thanks again to both of you, Carly and Jeremy, for being with us today. And again,
yeah,
best of luck
us.
To you in the future. Absolutely.
I appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
So for Carly Kane and Jeremy Smith, I'm Mike Carruth. Thanks so much for being with us today.